Welcome to the Change Your World Virtual Summit put on today by the Public Speakers Association. I have the extreme honor to introduce to you Ms. Elizabeth Quintanilla. Elizabeth, why don't you just take it from here?
Hi, my name is Elizabeth Quintanilla, and it is my pleasure to be part of the summit. And as what I'm going to share today is the 10 dirty little secrets about marketing, which should help you grow your business today. My background is I've been running my own marketing agency for 6 years. My clients include small business coaching people and being basically an extended board member to working right now on site at Austin Energy and being part of a consultant team of about 40 consultants to create a bigger project to be so I can balance between. So today I'm going to share various secrets in marketing, because what I find out is everybody wants to have marketing advice and figure out ways to grow your business and actionally. So one of the things that I like to do is to set with a current definition of what is marketing. And just to define this, I want to read a quote of what is marketing. So if the circus is coming to town and you paint a sign, circus coming to the fairground on Saturday, so think of your billboard, that's advertising. So when you go on a trip to New Orleans from Austin and you're coming back driving and you see the Bucky's billboard saying 70 miles to clean bathrooms, that's advertising. Now, if you put the sign on the back of the elephant and walk it into town, that's promotion. So, for instance, if you've created a flyer and Starbucks allows you to post the flyer on their neighborhood board and wall, and that brings you saying, hey, you know, come in and come try, get a free, get a free 20-minute facial, because you're the basically facials, providing facials and pedicures in two stores down from Starbucks, you know, that's promotion. So if an elephant walks down to the mayor's flower bed, that's publicity, because how many of us love Richard Branson and all of the stunts that he does? For instance, there was one point, which I should probably not say it on this call, but I love watching Richard Branson and what he does, because to promote Virgin Airlines, he once went delivered first class, everyone in first class in a French maid outfit, and that got him a lot of press because it's just unusual. So if you get the mayor to laugh about it, that's public relations. So a laughing mayor and creating goodwill with every person that you do. So remember, it's not just marketing for new customers, but how you treat the relationships with your vendors, suppliers, partners, everyone who is part of your business ecosystem, and keeping good relationships with all of that. That's public relations. Now, if the town citizens go to the circuits and actually buy the tickets, so if on my way back from New Orleans I go see the Bucky's billboard sign, realize, you know, that's actually a good gas station stop, and I go in, not only get gas, but buy the Bucky's fudge, as well as maybe a sandwich and a, you know, I would say vitamin water, then I've actually created sales. And if this was actually orchestrated for all of this, that's what is marketing. So defining marketing actually for today, you know, it's actually changed. And what we remember is, like in the old Mad Men, that it was all sent out to the masses. But now marketing's changed, well, where we're actually reaching out to customers. So, you know, marketing is about eliciting a physical and measurable response. So Bucky's had a very targeted response. They realized when I was going in, coming back from New Orleans, this was a good spot to keep on top of mind, because we have lots of options on the way back from New Orleans to Austin. And then when you realize, oh, wait a minute, I'll have a better customer experience going into Bucky's, so I decide to actually stop by. And when they go in, And I go into the store. They ask me, so what was fun about the trip on here? And it's like, oh, I totally laughed at your billboard. And they realize that I laughed at the billboard. Or, more importantly, perhaps I took a picture of the billboard just to say where I'm at on my road trip. And Bucky's either captures it when I talk to the store and they say, oh, entered through the billboard, or they see the posting, social media posting of the billboard. So the most effective campaigns always have a call to action. So remember that each of your marketing campaigns must do something. Get an elicit response. Ask them to share this post. Come to a meeting. Buy my product that's being discounted. But remember not to confuse people by having too many calls to actions. But make sure that there's at least one. So I measure sometimes on my website how many people came and called me from my website, because I actually have two phone numbers for people to reach me. And that's one of the ways how I keep tracking. So one of the other things that you want to do, especially as a small business owner, so this is reaching out to the small business owners, but it also works at the enterprise level, where you actually want to keep your current customers. Because the dirty little secret now, number two, in addition to the calls to action, which is number one, but the dirty little secret now is keeping your customers and empowering your customers to do the marketing for you. Now, you're going out thinking about this, and you're going, wait a minute, my customers can do my marketing? And I'm going, oh, yes. When was the last time you asked for a recommendation to go to a dentist? I mean, how many of us enjoy going to a dentist, really? I'm not really. I know for a fact that ever since I had to wear a headgear as a kid, I've always groaned at the thought of going to a dentist. So, you know, now that my dentist retired, I'm probably going to ask Tanya or somebody who has the best pearly whites that of the people that I know, who is your dentist and where can I go? And I'm probably not going to use a coupon from Living Social or one of those deal sites to go in, even though that is an effective way if you're building a business as a dentist to get your name out there. But I would probably know, like, and trust a recommendation from a friend. So now that was number two, activating your customers to do the marketing for you, and number one, making sure you have a expressed call to action, what will be the next thing to do? Well, what I like to do is talk about engaging. So we empower the customer, but it's not just about social media and just posting something out there. I know for a fact that as I manage multiple clients, a lot of people get requests, can I schedule these posts? Because, oh, my God, I want to enjoy my vacation. So number three on the marketing I'll actually say is time management, learning to say no to some things, but making sure you're still engaging and empowering your customers. So using technology such that it works for you. Everybody knows that we can go into 7/4/2017 and there's a national holiday. So that national holiday is not going to change whether it's 7/4/2015, 7/4/2016, or 7/4/2017. For those of you who are international, July 4th is the U.S. Independence Day, and a lot of business owners take time off for vacation. So it's a great time for everyone to stop, take a break, enjoy your family, eat some very good barbecue, and watch some fireworks. However, your business doesn't stop marketing because you're leveraging technology to post at that time, that day, Happy Independence Day. We're very happy to have the right and the ability to serve our customers. And you're going, okay, wait a minute, I'm Mexican. I don't care about the, you know, Independence holiday, but wait, oh, that's really cool. They need to take a vacation, so it's alerting people that you are closed that day or maybe you're open. but that you are there to serve your customers, and so you're respecting people, and you don't have to worry about doing it that day because you leveraged technology to do this. Now that we've talked about leveraging technology, let's talk about engagement. There are tools and technology actually out there so that when I'm engaging with you as a person-to-person, I can actually figure out how to be more relevant to you because of what you're saying already on social media. You're actually listening to the customer, or listening, more importantly, to you, probably your best customers, a subset of your customers, and getting to eavesdrop. And you think about it. When I go to a cocktail party and I'm doing networking, which I'm going to say is number four on our list, we will come back to engagement. But when I'm doing social networking, I'd like to actually enter a conversation by not necessarily coming into a group and starting a whole new conversation, but maybe add value in my networking to the group by adding to the conversation and then over time shifting the conversation so that I can show my value to others. Now, I will always say, show your value. So let's go back into networking, and then I'll do engagement and then adding value. When I'm going into networking, it's not just the physical. All of us have been to a networking event where I'm going to pick on the insurance agents just because I find it to be easiest with insurance agents who do this, especially the new ones. And you go in and you do the business card ninja. Don't hand out your business card to everyone in the room and expect everyone to call you back. Think about it. If you're on the receiving end of that business card and going, okay, you didn't even ask for my name, my business, or understand, you know, maybe even ask who I'm using currently for insurance so I can come in and have that. So rather, talk to a few people who look like they have a good crowd around them, come in and say, oh, you know, add to the conversation, and then when it comes to your turn to shift the conversation, it's like, I work with Farmers Insurance. I like adding value and helping people save money by combining their house and car policy. So you know exactly where people are, and people go in, oh, you're here to help me save money. I'm interested. And you can do the same thing on social media by listening to people and especially listening to those influencers who may be your customers on social media. And here's a great little tip. I use a social CRM called Nimble, and inside that Nimble, it asks me to combine my contacts. Now, I also use other CRMs for my business, but as a person, and I'm going, oh, this person looks influential based on what I'm seeing, and they've done a lot of business together. I want to see what their profiles are, and I can aggregate their LinkedIn, Google+, Twitter feed, public Facebook posts. I don't have to be connected to them on Facebook as a friend if they're posting publicly. And I know maybe how to open an email saying, hey, noticed on Twitter you're a Jets fan. That's awesome. I'm glad they're doing well. Or I'm so sorry about that game. That was a really lousy play. And maybe that'll cause them to go in and open. Because how many of us have gotten that cold call email from an Indian company on how to improve the SEO of our website and how they'll increase our rankings? Very impersonal. And it's like, this is what I'll do, this is what I'll do, this is what I'll do, but not about how does it add value in my benefits to help me save time, save money, or grow my business. Because if we all of us had a little bit more time or a little bit more funds, that's the secret on how to grow your business, because now you have capacity or assets to grow. So it's important to eavesdrop and come in and add value through the networking. So engagement, you really need to consider engagement marketing, because I would say 90% of most businesses come from current and returning customers. It's really, I would say 10% is new business. So if you're spending a lot of money on your social media ads and Google AdWords just to bring in a few more customers, maybe I'm better off shifting my resources to empower my current customers to help refer more businesses, or talk to my customers and get feedback and say, hey, we just have a little bit more capacity. We're adding more people to our team. We want to better serve you. I'd like to know where we're doing exceptionally well, and also get some feedback and ask for the referrals. Make sure you get that ask, because when you're talking to your customers one-on-one, that is your call to action. So when you think about it, I'm going to break down that 10% down as the new customers and think about it. So for that dentist, when I come in, I'm going to look to Tanya or somebody with the most beautiful pearly whites. Who's going to be the best dentist to go to? I'm probably referred by a current customer as a new customer, and I never saw their Google AdWord or Facebook post. So if you think about it, I'm spending all this money on Facebook ads and also AdWords just to get 1-3% of new customers. So when you're thinking this through, okay, engagement marketing is really important because I'm activating and empowering my customers to say what they need to say about the customer experience. How many of us have quit going to a restaurant, you know, locally owned, it doesn't matter, or a chain, just because of the experience of going to the bathroom? I know, I said the dirty little word, the bathroom. But think about it. If you go to a restaurant, it looks nice enough on the outside, but it's an absolute pigsty. You're going, oh my gosh, the chef is working in here, and I obviously going, wait a minute, I don't want to eat here based on the fact that I know there's a little sign that says employees must wash their hands. But it makes me go, am I going to get sick? That's probably the secret for why Buc-ee's is so popular, because they built their entire business marketing and the customer experience around the cleanest bathrooms. So when I travel from Austin to San Antonio, there's a Buc-ee's. Austin to Houston, Buc-ee's. I believe Austin to New Orleans, there was actually two Buc-ee's to stay. Yes, because there's one outside of Bastrop. So when I'm thinking about this, it's like, what do I know? Okay, I got the wow experience because I had a better experience than what I would have gotten just stopping at the Chevron gas station, and it may have actually been cheaper gas just waiting to go to Buc-ee's, if I can make it there or not. But, and I'm enticed to stay in touch. That is the thing. Empower your customers to keep in contact with you. You know, maybe we don't always have the most amount of things going on in our business to talk about our day-to-day operations because we're in the business. So I go back and I leverage technology and I talk about how to be a better citizen in Austin as a business person. So, for instance, if I'm a realtor and I'm going to have my realtor Facebook page, maybe I can engage people by showing, here is a lovely bathroom. Here is a lovely kitchen. Look at the view from your balcony. And I share that, but maybe I share that along with market data and sales to entice people to say, this is the current state of the market. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, maybe this is the right time for you because the market is active. It's a seller's market. So having that brings the social visibility and the credibility. Well, realizing that I can be, it is now 4:19, and I have 6 minutes, I will have to go through the rest of these quickly. So you're leveraging the technology, making myself personal, showing authenticity, so I can show what my personality is in the brand. That's what is there. Now, how do I make sure that I'm doing this? Well, I'm trying to create that engagement such that all the content that I push causes a reaction, so I create an engagement. So what kind of engagement it is? Well, that engagement is, let me get a Facebook comment. And so maybe that Facebook comment will help me identify, or maybe they will click that call to action on my Facebook page to join my newsletter. Once they're on my newsletter, I can actually keep in touch with them because I'm going to share the best of what's going on, including driving back to the social media sites. Because on average, most businesses' Facebook pages are only 5% of their fans will actually see a post. unless you activate it, which, according to Facebook, the best way to get views is to buy social media ads. That's a little high. But you can also, here's another little dirty trick. For those of you who are doing Facebook ads, remember to post first on your Facebook page, then share as a person. And more importantly, if it's a joint venture with your partners or people that are relevant that you want to make sure that they see it, share and tag them. So, for instance, if I'm doing a joint venture with someone and I know them and I'm connected to them as a friend, I will share my post from my business page onto my personal page and tag my partner in the original comment and possibly tag their Facebook page too, just so that it also comes up. But as a hyperlink, but if I'm also wanting to make sure that Tanya, who's really busy, who can't always see everything that goes on Facebook, but if it's important to Tanya, I'll write a comment. At Tanya, you're very inspiring me to make sure I got this project done. I'm very pleased to be part of, you know, PSA, because PSA granted me this wonderful opportunity to speak in Galveston. That's an example. All right, I'm always getting these special offers and deals. For those of you who are doing offers and deals, measure, 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 measure. Because one of the things about business and marketing is you don't want to be known for discounting. For instance, I love Ann Taylor. I love Ann Klein. However, I'm on enough newsletters where I don't ever buy full price, because I've gotten so used to doing deals that I'll just wait till the coupon, or I'll wait till it goes on clearance, and then if I can have a coupon that also works on clearance, that's the best. So when you're looking at your special offers, I want you to make sure that you're tracking everything and use that as an opportunity to share your social media sites and ways to get back in touch with you. So not only the social media sites, but perhaps include your phone number and a link back to your website. And if there is a way to collect money on the spot, for instance, if I create a newsletter with a special deal and it's only one thing, and this is the only discount that time, I'm going to see if I can collect money and do a call to action to purchase that one discounted item in my newsletter. There might be some other things in there, but so that they can click to purchase right there. A good example of this will be AppSumo. Friends, you may not be always interested in everything that's there in AppSumo, AppSumo. However, it's great copywriting, great ways of calling to actions. And don't forget to survey and do polls. Events, lastly, I'm going to just end this in events because I only have 2 minutes left. Events are a great way to build your email list. It's also very clear marketing, because if you're doing an event, chances are you're probably not doing the event all by yourself, but it's a great joint venture opportunity to talk with the other presenters or maybe other partners who's sponsoring the happy hour. For instance, if I'm doing a mixer, there's generally 2 or 3 sponsors that are sponsoring the happy hour. And I make sure that it's online, and it gives me a chance to promote the event 2 or 3 times. And so they can see that I'm there, meet the team, and come. And when you are doing events, just make sure that you have something there where it clicks so that they can save directly to calendar, because saving directly to calendar will definitely help on everybody else's time management. So general marketing goals, you know, generally are to reach, to try to drive new customers, drive repeat businesses, where I will definitely emphasize this. If you're doing too much in marketing spend and don't feel like you're getting the return on the customers, nurture both your customers, your leads, and your existing relationships, your partners, your suppliers, your vendors. Engage your customers and vendors so that you become more referable, and this will help you increase revenue. So my name is Elizabeth Quintanilla. I am Austin's Marketing Gunslingers. Feel free to find me on LinkedIn, connect with me on Facebook, and follow me on Twitter as eKentania. I am in the process of rebuilding my website, but it's www.marketinggunslingers.com. And as I'm building the website out, you will see myself share the thoughts and also a copy of this presentation as a podcast on the website. So thank you, Tanya, for this wonderful opportunity.